and welcome to Grow by Cassandra. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I wanted to share a lesson, an aha moment that I had when working at my mom's daycare. So I was working, and this is actually yesterday, so this is fresh, right out of the experience, fresh out of my heart. I was working at my mom's daycare yesterday in the preschool room, and we were outside playing on the playground. A little boy runs up to me crying and told me that he had fallen, right? I looked down, no bruise, no wound, nothing. He tripped over the little pebbles that are in the play place. So I told him, you know, you need to be a little bit more careful. Did you fall? Are you okay? Do you need to sit down? What do you need? Because there was no evidence of any injury. I know he was shocked. His feelings might have been hurt. His emotions might have been hurt because he wasn't expecting that fall. And so that led him to experience some pain. So he says, no, I don't need to sit down. Okay, then he goes back out running, right? Mind you, this little boy is 3. I'm going to reference that again in story time. So he's running around, and not even 2 minutes later, he comes back. And this time, he does have, I can see that he skinned his knee a little bit. And the kids are like, he's bleeding. And he wasn't bleeding, but he skinned his knee where you could see a little bit red. So I asked him, you know, are you okay? What's wrong? What happened? Same thing had happened. He had tripped over the rocks. He wasn't bleeding, and we were about to go inside anyway. So I told him, okay, we can get that cleaned up when we go inside. Okay, he was fine. No tears even this time, just kind of a little scream, and then he got quiet. So we went inside, and he was taken care of. His wound was washed off. His eyes were dry. There was no more crying, no more tears, no more screaming. And I think an adult suggested a Band-Aid. So it's not that he felt he needed a Band-Aid. Someone suggested he needed a Band-Aid, which was reasonable, right? So he got a Band-Aid. And I noticed that during his routine of getting up during nap time to use the bathroom, he was holding his pant leg up as he washed his hands. And I'm thinking, what's going on? He's like, I have to hold my pants up because of my knee. Mind you, he's 3. This is a very articulate 3-year-old who I can tell maybe hasn't had a lot of cuts, bruises, and scrapes because he felt that Band-Aid that was on his knee was not protection enough. He also needed to hold his pant leg up so that nothing touched the wound. And I thought to myself, wow, that's deep. I told him, you don't have to hold your pants up. Your Band-Aid will protect your bruise or your scar. I don't know what I called it. But he was really, really convinced that he needed to hold his pants up. Great, got it. Again, I thought, wow, this is deep. I'm like, do I do that? Do I get wounded? Do I experience pain, get it taken care of, and then feel the need to address it and overcompensate? You know, like do more than is really appropriate or necessary in the moment. I started thinking about that and thinking about how for a 3-year-old, it might be appropriate that he thinks he needs a Band-Aid and to hold his leg up. But if in a week that same 3-year-old is limping around or holding his pant leg up and concerned over the same wound, I will know that something is going on. Either he's using it as an excuse. Oh, I can't walk. Can you pick me up? Because, you know, last week I scraped my knee. Or there's a lack of understanding. Him not understanding that you can walk normally and you can let your pant leg hang down and your wound will still be healed. You'll be okay. Or maybe it's just an exaggeration. Sometimes we have really dramatic kids that we work with, and I kid you not, kids who are like, ow, and they're limping, and it's not even the leg that they fell on, right? Just an exaggeration, maybe for attention, attention seeking. It could also be maturity. So he's three, right? And I would expect a three-year-old might respond differently than a 30-year-old to a skin on the knee. Well, I broke these four things down: excuses, lack of understanding, exaggeration, and maturity. And I wanted to use my own life to just show you what that may look like when we place our pain on a pedestal. And when we've put measures in place or healing has begun, and we still want to point out and magnify the pain. I'm not saying that it's not helpful or sometimes necessary to go back to the areas that you've experienced pain in your life to get to the root and to really make sure that you're addressing the need. I'm not even saying that there aren't valid, plausible, explainable, understandable effects that pain has on our day-to-day operation, the way that we functioning, that's a better word, functioning. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we can look at these four areas and we can do a little bit more investigation to see what's really going on in terms of pain. So are we making excuses? Is there a lack of understanding? Are we exaggerating? Or is this just an opportunity for maturity to grow or increase? So let's take me for example. My divorce cut me to my core, right? And for a while, I did use it as an excuse not to allow others to get close. My ex hurt me, and I could say, well, that's why I'm guarded. That's why I don't trust people. That's why I don't respect men. But in doing that, I would be failing to look at the many other relationships that have stuck, that have bloomed, that have blossomed, and the other people that have supported me. So though I can acknowledge my pain, on the other hand, I can also acknowledge that that one experience or one incident does not have to dictate the other relationships in my life. Okay, let's use lack of understanding. So I had talked to you all a little bit about my experience with debt. Got a credit card. Didn't know how credit cards worked. And even though that sounds so interesting to say, but I don't know what I was thinking. I know it was 0% interest. I don't know when I thought I was going to pay this off. I don't know how. Well, I do know, but I'm not going to elaborate in this podcast. But I had never really used a credit card well. And so I maxed it out on things I didn't need, right? And I could say, well, I'll never, ever get a credit card. That's why I'm in debt now. I'm closed every single account. And I have closed every account but one. My longest standing credit card is still open with a very low balance. The same balance I had when I was in college. I'll just tell you guys how much. So it was a $300 balance. I just increased it so that I can make sure I could put a rental car on it if needed. Because usually that's $250 and I didn't want to have a max. So I have a $600 limit. And I rarely go over $80 on that credit card. I don't want to max it out. If I just stuck with the pain of debt and the pain I feel like misuse of a credit card caused me, I might say, hey, that's why I'm in debt. I'm not going to ever get a credit card again. They're evil. Credit is from the devil. You know what I mean? And some people teach that. And I mean, moving on. No, it's the misunderstanding of the purpose and the usage of a credit card. So I've listened to and followed the Budgetista, and she has this philosophy or strategy of jump like Jordan. So you take care of a small amount that you put on your credit card, and you take care of it monthly, and it helps increase your credit, right? And these are expenses that you would normally cash flow. It's not that you're using your credit card to take it for granted or to max out on trips or things that are not necessities, but you are actually using your credit card in place of the cash that you have, and then you're paying off the balance. right? So a misunderstanding could cause me to stick with that pain, to hold on to that. All credit cards are bad. No. When I grow and I develop more understanding, I can use them effectively. Excuse me. Jobs. Okay. So I've had a lot of experience in regard to jobs, and some of them have been quite stressful, to be honest. And I could say, you know what? Forget jobs. I'm never working again. They've ruined my life. They've taken over my peace. And trust me, I've been there, but I've had to come out of that place and realize, wow, like, we spend a lot of time at work, but my relationships inside and outside of work, my inner peace, what I do when I'm not at work, really plays a role in my workplace environment. And so what piece of this can I own and can help, can I help myself to navigate and see what's next for me in my life? So again, taking the power off the wound and the pain and placing it on, what has this taught me? What can I learn? That exaggeration of all jobs are evil, I'm never going to work a 9-to-5. Now, that is some people's story, and I do know that I am built for entrepreneurship, but that doesn't mean that these experiences or these pains will dictate.
Bye, Dad. Love you.
Will dictate what I do on a daily. So as we grow and as we experience pain and walk, we realize that this too shall pass. Right? That's a maturity. Many adults, especially if you are over the age of 29, realize that pain is real, emotion is valid. We just learn and we move through it differently than we did when we were younger. So a skinned knee at 3 years old is very different than a skinned knee at 30. A 3-year-old may cry, right? Or scream. A 30-year-old may cuss and move on. We are equally releasing the emotion or the pain, the physical, the emotional, the mental pain that we experience, but we're releasing it at a different rate. And our understanding of it is different. So your excuse, your lack of understanding, your exaggeration, and your maturity may dictate what you do with pain. And I want to encourage you to follow this process that I find myself in. I'm acknowledging the pain. That hurts. That sucks. That did affect me. Acknowledge it. Number one, acknowledge the pain. Evaluate the pain. And it's like, if the pain is outside of your body, if you were to pick it up, magnifying glass, look around it, turn it upside down, really examine, okay, what is this? Why do I feel this way? What is going on? Is this pain because I'm hurt? Am I angry? Am I disappointed? Am I shocked? You know, there's so many different emotions that pain can release for us. That's number two, evaluate the pain. Then we want to find its source. This is coming from a deeper place. I'm really frustrated because I'm angry because I expected a different outcome. Because I, you know, finding those triggers and finding the source. That's number three, find the source. Then you want to discover what it's, what message it's communicating to you. What do I need to change? What do I just need in this moment? What's the lesson? Sometimes we need a nap. And it sounds so simple, but sometimes I know, you know what? It's nap time. No TV, no social media, no communication, a nap. Sometimes it's music. Let me change, you know, my mindset, change what's going on the inside. Maybe it's that you need to eat. You could be hangry, and I don't want to minimize anyone's emotions, but sometimes you need a Snickers. And sometimes there's really a profound lesson that we're learning. You know, it might not be the lesson of I'm never going to use a credit card again. It may be the lesson of let me understand credit and credit cards before I use them.
It could be the lesson of, let me make sure that I thoroughly investigate a job before I take it. Let me make sure I know what my top three priorities are, and this company is high in each area. It may be a lesson of, let me wait. Let me be patient. Let me work on me. So there's so many lessons that we can learn, that I've learned. And then that's number four. So discover what the message is communicating to you. And then number five is continue to walk. Okay, just like that example with the three-year-old. He could have gotten on his knees and wailed and cried and kicked and screamed and said, oh my gosh, I'm in pain. I'll never walk again. And he could have chosen to lay down and stay lying down, right? But we know, well, I'll tell you, he got up and he walked. And you have experienced pain in painful situations where after all of the processing and evaluating, finding out the source, getting what you need, you decided to continue to walk. And that works. If we end our cycle with pain and taking a step again, trusting again, loving again, applying for a job again, deciding to start our diet or our plan over again, getting on the treadmill again, insert whatever it is that has caused you pain that you've decided to try it again, taking that step and walking is the part of the process. We can know that. We can feel that. We can actually grow in that and find comfort and hope in that. It is never too late to walk again. I hope that you've enjoyed this message. I hope that you've gained something from it. Feel free to reach out and let me know if you've experienced something, or even if a situation in life has pointed out a lesson for you that you would like to share with others. Again, till next time, if you don't do anything else, I want you to make sure that you grow.